With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Deadly twisters tearing through mid-America, at least four dead in Oklahoma.
Similar destruction in other parts of Oklahoma and other states in the country's midsection, like Nebraska, where scores of Omaha residents like Stacy Rowe were left homeless after Friday tornadoes.
This was our forever home, and we've moved twice in the last 2 years, and we were supposed to be done. And we came home, and there was no home to really come to.
The National Weather Service says damage is consistent with an EF3 tornado, winds clocking in at up to 165 miles per hour. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Biden administration is out with some tough new rules aimed at power plants. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A new rule being issued by the Environmental Protection Agency would force coal-fired power plants to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. It's the latest effort by the Biden administration to put new limits on greenhouse gas emissions from electric plants run by fossil fuel. The CEO of the National Mining Association says, with the latest rules, the EPA is systematically dismantling the reliability of the U.S. electric grid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden speaking today and once again with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. White House says that Biden reiterated his clear position as Israel plans to invade the city of Rafah. Protests, meanwhile, still causing problems on college campuses nationwide, and administrators wonder what are they going to do about graduation ceremony. Arrested yesterday at numerous schools around the country. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weighing in on all the issues.
A new poll released by Coral Ridge Ministries asks believers to select three most pressing concerns for the Biden administration. Immigration was the most frequently mentioned issue. 56% of respondents put it in their top three. Second on the list was America's sovereignty, followed by abortion. And what issue poses the greatest threat to the country right now? The vast majority of CRM poll respondents say open borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain approving a plan aimed at making reparation and economic compensation for victims of sex abuse committed by people connected to the Catholic Church. It also announced the future celebration of a public act of recognition for the victims. However, the Spanish Conference of Bishops rejecting the plan, saying that it discriminates against victims outside of church circles. This is SRN News. Buckingham Palace says King Charles is set to resume public engagements this week after making some encouraging progress in his cancer treatment.
The king was diagnosed with cancer after going into hospital for an unconnected health problem, in his case, an enlarged prostate. At the time, no further details were given on the type or stage of his cancer or his prognosis. That is still the case, though his medical team now say they are very encouraged by his progress and remain positive about his continued recovery. The palace says it's still too early to say how much longer the king's treatment will need to continue.
BBC's Jim Reed reporting. Police departments reporting a year-over-year increase in sworn officers for the first time since the COVID pandemic. The research shows more officers were hired last year than any of the previous 4 years. More details at SRNnews.com.